RPN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Phone lines 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443 if you want to weigh in. You never called in before, why don't you give it a try? Anyway, let's see here. Now, this is Kevin Barrett, False Flag Weekly News. Now, he wrote this, let me see when he wrote this. He wrote this on the 16th, 2 days after it happened. Was the GOP congressional baseball shooting a false flag? Like many false flags, the baseball shooting seemed designed to be iconic and memorable, and it got massive media attention. Massive. Baseball, a peaceful summer pastime, the stuff of childhood memories, is an American as mom and apple pie. So an attack on a baseball game is an attack on the heart of America. This designated perpetrator of such an act is already pre-demonized. And it was Flag Day. It was Trump's birthday. So qui bono, who gains? As one Redditor put it, seems like the perfect time for the GOP-dominated government to commit a safe false flag against them in order to justify their war on liberals, any non-right-wing media, and pick up their terrible approval ratings. Now, isn't that real swell when the entire left-wing media has been calling for Trump's assassination, impeachment, and all the rest of it? You see the psyop just in that statement. The alleged shooter is instantly demonized as a Trump hater. The mighty Wurlitzer's message is stop hating on Trump, unite behind our leadership. The weirdest thing about the whole incident is that Trump himself, not a hospital or police source, announced that the alleged shooter had died of injuries sustained in the gunfight with police. What was that about? So people were freaked out that Trump was the one that announced that Mr. Hodgkinson was dead. The timing of this attack on Congress, just a few days after Brad Sherman circulated his impeach Trump bill, is highly suspicious. Brad Sherman's also the guy that basically blew the whistle on Hank Paulson for saying there'd be martial law in the streets if the Congress didn't vote for the TARP bailout. He's a left-wing Democrat from California. The whole situation is reminiscent of another curiously attacked timed attack on Congress, the U.S. government anthrax letter sent to Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy, who had been opposing the Patriot Act. The anthrax attacks, planned and executed by the same insiders who orchestrated 9/11, shut down Congress and succeeded in getting the Patriot Act passed. If this was a false flag, it would have been a fairly simple one. A lone nut Bernie Sanders supporter named James T. Hodgkinson living in his van in the D.C. area for a couple of months. By the way, he's about 25 minutes east of where I'm at right now, Belleville, Illinois. And I watched his wife, his estranged wife, her little press conference. She really went off on the media and told them, hey, you need to leave my neighbors alone. I just want you guys to get out of here. But there was this FBI agent that was hugged up with her really, really tight. And YouTubers and folks were making kind of hypothesis about, oh, this guy was controlling her, and blah, blah, blah. You know how that always goes. He could have easily been targeted, captured, and brainwashed by one or more of the many mind-controlled experts in the vicinity. Other false flag patsies who have been brainwashed via drug-assisted hypnotherapy include Sirhan Sirhan and James Earl Ray. Read William Pepper's work on the King and RFK assassination for details. Bottom line, if it walks like a publicity stunt and quacks like a publicity stunt, probably is an attack on Republicans, baseball, mom, and apple pie. You know, and Alex Jones and Dr. Jerome Corsi and the guys, Cernovich and Watson and all that. I mean, the Breitbart, the entire, new right wing was just, they really ate this up. That, you've got the Central Park Caesar crap, which I'm going to try to get into. I've got some of the clips concerning that. But then, and Barrett, which to his, credit, he does do an update. Regarding the shooting of Scalise, there is another angle that should not be ignored. On May 25th, he issued a video fighting human trafficking, which I just played, urging the targeting of child predators. Was he shot to make an example of him? Some who think so, and there's a bunch of them out here, Liz Corkin, Bill Still. This is why the deep state's targeting Trump, et cetera, et cetera. It's an interesting angle. But let me see here. I'm going to try to get into... Okay, Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. Now, this is another angle. You know that there has been... Now, here's a couple different ones. A positive angle from Scalise being shot in Alexandria is to basically D.C. versus Heller, I believe, the gun case, where basically the Supreme Court said, hey, you're allowed to protect yourself with a firearm, but then there's something going on with the government of the District of Columbia and so forth with firearms, and so they still want it. They're still basically enforcing this kind of Chicago, New York-esque gun laws. But here's another one. This was kind of interesting in Dabu, kind of somebody sent him this one. And this he's covering the actions of what happened in the House of Representatives after Scalise was shot. Now there's a couple things going on right now. Nationwide reciprocity for concealed carry holders, to where if I want to go into Illinois, which right now you can't if you've got a concealed carry here in Missouri. You can't go into Illinois and conceal carry. They'll bust you. But they're trying to do almost like a nationwide reciprocity thing. But there's another one called basically a Hearing Protection Act going through various state legislatures. And I think the feds were going to deregulate silencers. Okay. So just listen to this one. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 13.
Now I want to drop some information that really raises some eyebrows. One of the very first things they did after this shooting this morning was cancel this hearing on a bill to deregulate gun silencers. Yep, it was one of the first moves they made as soon as this shooting went down. They canceled this. Has many saying, the timing. What are the odds? Nonetheless, this event has happened. The suspect is dead. If multiple people that are said to have been injured in this event. And like I said, the word that the suspect died came from Trump. guys, that's where it sits thus far. I'm going to leave links. I will continue to update.
Go ahead and stop it there. And go ahead and get the next one. I don't know. Get clip 20 ready. This is Chris Dorsey, who I've interviewed on the program from the Virginia Militia. This is him on Press TV, the Iranian English-speaking news channel. So Dorsey, Chris Dorsey, he smells something rotten too. But I figured I'd go ahead and play this one because I think his synopsis basically right after the event happens. I think this is pretty, you know, it's logical and it's well thought out. So let's, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 20 with Chris Dorsey.
To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Chris Dorsey, who is a U.S. civil rights activist, and he's joining us live now from Richmond in Virginia. Mr. Dorsey, what do you make of today's gun violence, both in Alexandria and San Francisco?
Greetings. Thanks for having me on. There's a lot to discuss. First of all, whenever there is an event like that happened at the UPS facility in San Francisco or at the baseball practice, I'm not sure why members of Congress are playing baseball on a work day. But what I have to say, first of all, is for me to think that any of this stuff actually happened, I have to see video proof. There has to be verified evidence, because we know time after time the government has staged these shootings as a pretext to take away the constitutional and God-given rights of the American people. For instance, in the case with the shooter in Alexandria, Virginia, Hodgkinson, he's alleged to have made statements against Donald Trump and calling him guilty of treason. Of course, Donald Trump and all other members of the United States government are guilty of treason. And these incidents seem to me not necessarily to be actually the way they're portrayed in the media, but a pretext to take away the First and Second Amendment rights of the people, which is guaranteed and enumerated in the Bill of Rights, Constitution for the United States of America. So again, before even acknowledging that these things actually happened, the American people must have video proof. And what this seems to be is a Masonic ritual, a sacrifice, if you will, especially with this incident in Alexandria regarding baseball practice. Playing traditional baseball, which of course is America's national pastime. Baseball, apple pie are the two most American things as far as most people would say. And I don't believe any of it until I see proof that this actually happened.
You can stop it there.
Individuals.
Now. And I'm going to leave the Scalise thing there. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Now, I'm going to get into this tower fire in England, the Grenfell, okay? One of the main things that everybody should look at is how bad this thing burned, and it's standing. So Building 7 never got sizzled at all. It just collapsed in its own footprint. And the way that the Twin Towers went down, and you saw this building burn and burn and burn into basically a skeleton, and that thing stood. And so everybody out there was like, you know, there was memes floating around out here on Twitter and so forth. But that's the big indicator, okay? Now, I've got an article up on, and basically, who started the London fire and why? Okay, now this is a kind of an interesting angle, and I've been covering this in the last few weeks. That the Venetian power will soon dump Britain as it moves its financial hub, City of London, Wall Street, into Dubai. The political power into Iraq, and the religious power into the Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, the international city of the New Middle East. There's a major war going on at the very pinnacle of the peak of the pyramid of worldly power. The final stage of evolution of predatory capitalism always ends the same way. The snake of capitalism eventually eats its own head after devouring its tail and body. Exactly what does that mean? There's an unprecedented war going on between the most powerful families within the black nobility of Europe. This conflict began with the purposeful decision to turn London into Londonistan. This was the beginning of a gradual process to remove London and New York City as the financial center of the world. Key point, this conflict at the highest echelons of the black nobility first broke out in the open on June 17, 1982 in London. It was on that day that a very powerful Milan-born banker for the black nobility was found hanging under Blackfriars Bridge, also known as God's Banker because of his direct connections to the Vatican Bank as chairman of Banco Ambrosiano, the second largest private bank in Italy. Roberto Calvi was a key change agent for the coming power shift. The British press reported the shocking murder in the city of London's financial district, a.k.a. Londinium, a Roman city established in 43 AD, as an inside mafia hit. The spate of terrorist attacks in England, especially in London, all reflect this emerging reality. Oh, by the way, just breaking right now. Let me see. Oh, right side. There's a live stream that was going on right side broadcasting. A van blasting into pedestrians in London near a mosque as Ramadan was letting out. So we'll see how this pans out. I don't want to jump onto another website right now because the way my computer works when I'm on the air, I jump to the wrong place and then I get all jerked around and locked up because that's how they love it. But anyway, the world shadow government has been slowly rearranging the global geopolitical chessboard, and particularly the three major power centers of the world. All of Europe has been experiencing a rash of terror events which were carried out to advance this hidden agenda. The financial economic control will move to Dubai from the London-New York City nexus. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with this, but I figure I would read it because it'll put it kind of in your computer to kind of bounce around in there. The religious high command will eventually move from Rome to Jerusalem, and the political military headquarters will be relocated to Iraq. Remember the multi-billion dollar embassy in Baghdad, the largest in the world, from Washington, D.C. Now, there's only one reason why all three power centers will soon be moving to the Middle East: the rapid advancement of the Greater Israel Project. This is why the Arab Spring took place when it did and why Iraq was conquered by the U.S.-formed coalition before that series of CIA-engineered fake revolutions occurred. Greater Israel, the Zionist plan for the Middle East, this joint Zio-Anglo-American project was greatly accelerated by the creation of the Islamic State by the CIA, MI6, and Mossad, and of course Saudi Arabia, and Qatar and the rest of these characters, with substantial funding contributed by the Wahhabi terrorist state of Saudi Arabia. ISIS terrorism spread like wildfire overnight. Yeah, driving around in those brand new Toyotas and then all of our Humvees and tanks, that was brilliant, wasn't it? In this way, the fledgling ISIL caliphate was established to move the indigenous peoples of the northern Levant away from their ancestral lands to make way for the New World Order. And it's just something to kind of think about, all right? I see we've got a caller. Let's see here. Let's take Dave in Montana. How we doing, Dave?
Doing great. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm doing fantastic, Robert. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
This incident that happened with Scalise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is an obvious false flag. Now, they used the same crisis actors down there at that baseball game that they used at the Sandy Hook. They have the bags of ketchup, you know, to make it look like there was blood.
Hey, what's your source on that, Dave? Where'd you get
Clint
that?
Clint Richardson.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
Another thing that Clint pointed out just recently, yesterday on Deanna Spangola's show, you know, a lot of people think that Barack Obama was a black individual. Clint Richardson pointed out yesterday that he's a white man. And in fact, he's the same bloodline as Donald Trump and Marilyn Monroe and all these other white people. And so this is where you've got to listen to a real genius like Clint Richardson. We're so lucky to have a guy like that here on RBN to come back time to time. Now, I know he's been much maligned, you know, due to the fact that he has mental illness and such.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, hold on. There's the break. We'll pick you up after the break, all right?
All right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation are...
Alright, we're back. Incendiary Radio, you know, you made the comment that Obama's white, and I, you know, he's a mix, definitely. If I've ever, you know, seen a ton of mixed people in my life, Obama's mixed, so I definitely don't agree with anybody that thinks he's white. Go ahead, man.
Well, I can understand why you would say that, but now if you listen to Yanis Fingola's show that aired yesterday, Clint Richardson came on the air and stated emphatically that Barack Obama is a white man, a Caucasian. And my guess would be he uses the same face makeup, this foundation that the women use, and he puts black coloring in it to make himself look colored. And then he's got on his head, on it, you know, that to give his hair that nappy-haired look, he uses a product called Afro Sheen to make himself
nappy-haired. All right, man. Thanks for calling. Let's take Alan in Texas. I completely disagree with that. Yep. All right, go ahead, Al.
Hey, Robert. I don't know. Last time I talked to you, we lost two of our satellite stations, so I'll try to keep a little more discreet this time, I guess. Yeah, I was calling me just about several things, you know. Yeah. First off, about this George Webb, Michael, Herzog, played an interview he did with Caravan to Midnight, and the guy, said on there he didn't want to call it a cabal, because of his religion, which tells you he's Jewish, and then he flat out tells you that you know part of what he tells you is disinformation because he can't tell you the whole truth. I didn't trust the whole guy, but
Gordon Duff said that a while back.
What I did listen to was his description of the structure that, the structure he described, and the people that were involved in it and their positions and what they did in the structure, that all sounded, logical, but, I've got my own brain. I file stuff back and I don't take anyone 100%, I don't care who they are, simply because that, someone says that they're a Lutheran minister, I don't take them 100% because, they're supposedly of God. He could be taking your little boy back in the back room and doing bad things with him for all you know. So I don't take anything as, 100%. I question everything. I've learned to do that.
Yeah.
But, and as far as that this lending running over now, supposedly a van ran up on the sidewalk and 10 people are injured, and, of course, they're Muslims. And, they've had this Mo Ansar, this guy, this Muslim activist over there has already been on and saying, oh, don't take it out on Muslims, and the whole thing, who knows, it's a farce,
Hey, let me ask you this. Does it look like they're going to pin it on some disgruntled white guy that is went after Muslims on Ramadan? Is that what it's looking like to you?
I do believe so. That's kind of what it seems like they're heading towards. And, who knows if now the Muslims are going to get all ticked off because a few of them got hurt when, they've been, supposedly running over people and killing people and kniving them and everything. So, the whole thing is...
They were acting a fool after this tower fire as well, from what I understand. They were supposedly, I saw this on Twitter, but people were saying that a large swath of the people living in this tower were all freeloader refugee types. Cost $2,000 a month to live in there, 2,000 pounds to live in there. But if you're a special status person, you got to live in there free.
Yeah, and everyone's outside, saying, Theresa May must go, which I don't care one way or another, no one's brought up, what the cause of the fire was. Was it some Muslims, killed a neighborhood cat and started a fire in a hallway to cook it? Who knows, they're not bringing any of that up.
Yeah, well, Kevin Barrett, who's a Muslim, and he's white, and he's very anti-white, he's trying to say that basically there was, renovations that just happened, kind of World Trade Center-esque, and he's trying to say... the whole thing's a big false flag to further, objectives with some sort of satanic, sacrifice type thing. And I got the article pulled up. Maybe I'll try to get to it. But, there's a lot of theories floating around about, why this fire happened and so forth.
Yeah. And of course, we've got, it's like you said, it's been a busy news week. When the shooting happened, I was watching.
Hey, hold on the line. Hold on the line. We got the break.
I had my fair share of hard times in my life, I must confess.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Incendiary Radio, and we're talking with what do we got? We got Alan in Texas. We're talking to, hey Alan, have some fun with me for a second, Mr. Producer. Get clip 12 ready,
okay.
And you're gonna love this. this could only come out of basically a Jewish mind. All right. So Gene Simmons, you know, the lead singer of Kiss, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Producer, play clip 12.
This is from Huffington Post. Gene Simmons is actually trying to trademark the Devil's Horns Jester. Kiss co-founder says he's been using it since 1974. So this is really important because Huffington Post is saying what this is. It's the Devil's Horns because this is a very frequently used gesture. So this is something that we know so many different rock stars and even pop stars have used this gesture, as well as politicians. And this is significant because it's the Huffington Post type people that would mock Christians or mock people who claim that this is devil's horns. They'll say, oh, you guys are just being ridiculous. This has nothing to do with worshiping the devil, but they're calling it what it is. I hope people can understand the significance here, because when people talk about this gesture, if someone was going to describe this gesture...
All right,
gesture,
go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. Now, here's the significance that some Jewish rock star is going to try to trademark a hand gesture. That's what kills me. So that could only come out of a mind like Gene Simmons, where it's like, yeah, you flash your little devil's horns, but he wants to make a buck off it, you see. He wants to trademark it. And I just thought that was hilarious that only a Jewish rock star would come up with the idea that, yeah, I'm going to trademark this hand sign, a hand gesture. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, there's a whole lot of people down here in Texas who would have a real problem with that because that is also the hook 'em horns, you know?
I know.
It's insane. Yeah, the whole world's gone nuts. But I was talking about you about the shooting, you know, take your sources as you can, but don't trust anything 100% because, you know, I've watched, you know, on these other shootings, you know, I've watched, you know, Russia Today, which, you know, generally is a good source of information as far as what's going on in our country. You learn a lot more. But you question everything, of course, you know. And but every time there's a shooting like this, you know, Press TV, Russia Today, you know, of course, Al Jazeera, of course, you know, when I had that, you know, every one of them goes anti-gun. So you can tell that they're all globalist. It's just, as far as I can tell, you know, they're fighting to see who's going to be on the top of the heap, you know, as far as you know, world domination goes.
Yeah, but, you know what I think, though? I think each one of those little countries and their outfits, whatever their kind of geopolitical stratagem is, they would all like to see the population of the United States disarmed, because then we could become a completely weak and wussified enemy. And now, like, you know, whether it's Russia or Iran, China wants us disarmed. Everybody wants us disarmed because basically we're this like a coiled rattlesnake. You can't mess with us right now, this second. Any army tries to come in here, they're going to have a hell of a time. But that's why a lot of them want our politicians to grab our guns, because then whatever their little geopolitical aims are, whether it's, you know, the Chinese, the Russians, whatever, they'll be like, well, if we do have to fight them, it'll be a lot easier if they're disarmed like the rest of the Western, you know, countries are already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, a funny little thing here. I was watching, you know, when this, you know, first started here, you know, I was watching it and I was recording a lot of it. Unfortunately, I didn't get this one recorded. The little girl, you know, was interviewing this guy named Anthony Brian Logan. And I'm almost positive they said that he was a radio personality in the Alexandria, you know, Virginia area there. And, you know, this is a black guy. So I'm sure they thought they had this one down pat. You know, they asked him questions, and then finally she says, well, don't you think that Americans have, you know, much too easy access to firearms, you know? Don't you think that should be limited? And this black guy thought for a second, and he goes, no. He said, everyone should be armed. If everyone was armed, we'd be a lot safer nation. You know, I don't believe that at all. You know, if everyone was armed, there'd be a lot less crime because people would think twice about doing something like this. And yeah. it was so funny. You could tell it kind of stunned her. And then, I watched for the next couple of hours, and they replayed parts of this interview with this guy, but they did not replay that part where he said, no, I think everyone should be armed. You know,
right.
it was rather comical.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, one last thing about Alex Jones here. I can't believe it. I thought if anyone caught it, you would have. I believe it was Wednesday, about an hour and 38 minutes into his show. I heard him say this. He said, I forgot what he was talking about, but he said, other MSM are reporting this also. So take that as you will, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe you can go back and find that. All right. Thanks, Robert. All right. We'll listen to the rest of you.
All right, man. Thank you. Let's see. Let's take Andy down in Texas. Greetings, Andy. We got Andy. Okay, let's take Wes in Idaho. Greetings, Wes.
Hello, hey. Robert. Got a connection?
Yes, sir. We got it.
I believe, I'm sure that was Russ, the troll, that was telling you that Obama was actually a white man. Have you ever read the book by Ted Evangelist Ted Weiland, who is a rodeo writer, by the way, actually rode bulls? God's Covenant People, Yesterday, Today, and Forever. It's on the internet for free for you to read. It's 450 pages. Makes perfect sense to me. When I read Hal Lindsey's book, I thought, well, God only cares about the Jews. I think I'll go buy me a six-pack of beer, go ride my motorcycle and get a six-pack of beer and come home and watch TV. And, you know, I'm not one that God is concerned about.
Wes, but the evangelical kind of haggy Lindsey types, they're dual covenant types. You know that. So they believe that God cares for the New Testament Christian, but they also believe that the original Mosaic covenant, their belief system now, the original Mosaic covenant with whom they consider Israelites is still in effect for them. So they don't need the gospel or none of that good stuff. You see, they got this whole dual covenant thing going on in the evangelical world.
I'm trying to make a point, which is, I read that book in 1970, Hal Lindsey, and 20 years later I found out about the fact that it's the white race, that it's actually Israel. And the Bible opened up to me, Robert. I'm trying to make that a point to you. Read this book, God's Covenant People, Ted Weiland. It's on the internet, 450-page book for free, okay?
All right, Wes.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, buddy. Let's see. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. What you got for us this week, Jeff?
Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, when Russ was calling in about what Clint said, Clint is talking, when he's talking wide, he's talking private, okay? This is a private versus public. So he's basically saying that's what the definition is, okay? Right. All right. So this is the problem we run into. So what you see right now from what I see is Anna von Reitz's work is the closest thing, if you combine with Clint's work, to basically untangle all the mess of what's going on. Clint has decoded the ancient language of lies that the Masonic people used with their gematria to code it. They never intended 400 years in the future that computers would come together that would number crunch and be able to, decipher all of these simple Masonic languages. So now you've got like a three-layer system going on that, if you pay attention to it, kind of explains what's really going on. Anna, basically on yesterday, Saturday, June 17th, put together this on her website, the paulstrammer.net. It's an improved act of expatriation. And I'll just kind of read it. It's a paragraph. Act of expatriation, domicile, declaration, and allegiance. And she goes basically into the first sentence, all the uppercase, lowercase, full capitalized block letters, all right? And it says, and all similarly named vessels in trade and commerce are all naturalized, double quote, citizens of the United States, double quote, under the diversity clause and are of the age of majority. And whereas such citizenship was never desired or intended or willingly or voluntarily entered into under condition of full disclosure, they slash uppercase they willingly and purposely renounce all citizenship and other assume political statuses and obligations related to the United States as defined, double quote, the territories of the District of Columbia, double quote, 13 stat 223-306, chapter 173, section 182, June 30th, 1864, and its governments. A corporation doing business variously as uppercase the United States, uppercase the United States of America, District of Columbia Municipal Corporation, and permanently domiciled upon and repatriate to the soil of their, large uppercase there, first known as Wisconsin, and firmly affirm their allegiance to the actual and organic state of the Union, do accept and reclaim their true nationality as American state nationals and American state vessels in international maritime commerce, including all operations under Article 10 of the Constitution of the Lower U, United States of America, and Article 10 of the Constitution of the United States, big U, big S, big A, owned and operated by Anna Marie at her location in Texas, in Alaska. Okay, so what is going on right now is you got this big power grab, and Bruce Ray Riggs and Tom Lockover Stewart identified how the military government basically forced all of the Western states to basically change their constitutions to basically be this corporate system and took 50% of the land. And so this is essentially the fight, the real secret that's going on in America right now is that they're trying to sell that land off to all these foreign countries after bankrupting the country illegally, putting us through two Albert Pike, you know, world wars to destroy, you know, Europe and Russia, right, in different ways. You know, World War One was set up to weaken Russia, basically bring the Bolsheviks in. The Greek Orthodox got wiped out, you know, Catholic influence and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And then you basically have, over that 100 years, you have the people that opened up the Pennsylvania oil fields, the Jesuits, all right?
Yeah.
They basically found, you know, with Herbert Hoover's work and all these other people, all the oil in the Middle East. So what do they do? They use 100 years of and the movie Dune to create, you know, the Albert Pike Third War, you know, and that's where we're at right now. And so you've got this mad scramble that they didn't grab the guns, all right? The fiat money system is collapsing now, and Putin right now has kicked out the things, and Duarte basically, from analysis from another guy earlier tonight, a freighter might have steamed a destroyer.
Yeah, I got a clip on that, yeah.
Right, them.
That was the USS Fitzgerald, a destroyer right, got hit, yeah.
Because Duarte basically cut off the Rothschilds, and they sent ISIS in. So ISIS is essentially the bankers' terrorists, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, them shooting down, the F-18 shooting down the thing in Syria, I mean, they're trying to basically start World War III so that Israel gets all of the Golan Heights, all right? And all these things what you talked about earlier are accurate, all right? And so the real strategy comes down to is, I think that Anna's work and some of the other things going on will, plus Clint's work of explaining actually what's really going on with this stuff will open people's eyes around the world. And these guys actually are about 10 years behind. Right.
Let me ask you this, Jeff, because you're a smart dude, and I know that there's some heavy lifting done by Clint and Anna and Lacavera and Bruce Ray Riggs and a lot of others into the Admiralty, the UCC, the entire kind of false bar structure that's been create this corporate personhood and you know, these districts like D.C., City of London, Singapore, the Vatican, and so forth. do you think that these people will be targeted first and wiped out, or do you think that their message will get out to enough people and then people will free themselves from this thing? Or do you think the system will let people free in large enough numbers without actually trying to terminate them? That's my worry. I mean, I'm glad people are out here doing the heavy lifting in this law sector about really deconstructing the false paradigm that's been created for everybody in this reality. What's your synopsis on moving forward? Are these people going to get struck at by the system, or is the system going to start letting people free? You know, it's very weird to try to, you know, war game this out.
Here's what's really going on. Okay, so Anna and Clint and the other researchers have basically exposed the secret, okay? The secret is that the birth certificate basically makes you a public citizen and you basically don't have any inheritable blood, okay? They basically have defrauded mostly America And once they got finished with America, then they basically moved the banking system worldwide, okay? So since the UN Corporation, which is in France, basically has been doing this stuff, you've got all these criminals that have been running up the bills and basically trying to get the New World Order together for this economic thing. Well, what happens is it's basically started to, 9/11 got exposed, the false flag going into Iraq got exposed, you know, the weapons of mass destruction, and then Putin and these guys have been fighting off the Vatican and all the people trying to attack the Greek Orthodox islands, like Cyprus, Greece, you know, they're being targeted, and now the Haraj is basically, you know, running over the Greek Orthodox that are in the Albanian areas. So you got like you really have a very Albert Pike Third World War of all the three religions, you know.
Well, you know, ISIS, like a lot of people, a lot of people don't want to look at it like this. You have Jewish chauvinist expansionism. Is one thing, but then you also have like the faction in Rome, the Jesuits especially, that want to terminate all other branches of legitimate Christianity like the Orthodox. So there's right. kind of hold the line though, Jeff, and we'll finish right. it up when we come back.
Right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back in Incendiary Radio. We're talking with Jeff. Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. I wanted to play this with Jeff on the air, but the thing is, and I was mentioning this, but when we were talking about like this war on orthodoxy, the Bolsheviks went after the Orthodox. But when Clinton was in the White House, the attack on Serbia, that was a real hit on the Orthodox, basically Serbian people. And Jeff, and I know you agree with that. We've talked with this.
And they're running drugs with DynCorp and sex slavery and this pedophile stuff we're talking about, right?
Yeah. So, hey, Mr. Producer, hit clip 10 real quick, and I wanted to ask Jeff what he thinks about this.
I don't know if it's true, but it's published on globalresearch.ca, and it says Trump just dropped chemical weapons in a major city, 100,000 civilians trapped. And it is alleged that coalition forces shelling IS with white phosphorus in Raqqa on the 8th of June. And there's a video here. I'm going to keep the volume a little bit lower. You can see the explosions taking place. White phosphorus.
All right. You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So we've got reports, Jeff, of coalition forces using white phosphorus.
Hold on.
And then we have reports of shooting down a Syrian jet. I wanted to run this past you. Is this a delegating thing and Trump is not really heavily involved and it's just going on under his nose, or is Trump intricately involved?
We're never going to know, but he's delegated this stuff, and what you've got is a lot of Israeli firster guys trying to basically save the Golan Heights before Putin gets there, okay? Putin's trying to basically, you know, like Putin's trying to put his flag on top of the Golan Heights right now, and so ISIS and Israel are basically doing everything they can to destabilize Syria. Okay, and even using like miniature nuclear weapons to basically basically cause massive destruction in certain areas. All right.
Yeah.
So I mean, Israel's been putting depleted uranium out since the Mona reactor's been running since the '60s. This is what got JFK killed. All right. So the problem that we run into is that Putin is about the only sane guy out there right now. All right, and you can't know what's going on in the defense complex, because what they're doing is all America's basically running off of is court case money, prison fees, and the military-industrial complex, all right? And Goldman Sachs has to run up the price of oil.
Well, and opioids, too. Opioids.
Right. But and that's the back angle from Turkey and also Afghanistan. So you got three or four things going on simultaneously. But what we have to do is, they didn't get the climate change hoax in because Dr. Parker, in November 22nd, 2015, cut off the thing before the French thing was signed. We got Donald Trump in because a guy from Alaska listened to RBN, got climbing cause of collateral health damage to all of Donald Trump's guys. Dr. Parker talked to Trump. His DIA information got released so that Dr. Parker could talk to about that he knew Putin. So all these things in the past couple years, the climate change model basically is breaking down because the planet's cooling, and world citizenship cannot be achieved by the Vatican in their program. So what happens is Anna and these guys, with the UN running and the UN having genocide that Dr. Parker's exposed, can basically just exit the UN by saying, our determination of rights from this constitution that was signed in 45, we don't want to basically be part of the UN, we want to basically be our own country, and you can go back the way Anna's doing this stuff. Okay?
Yeah. Ton going
that's how,
on,
that's
man.
That's how it should work out. So I'm trying
all
to
right.
finish up my last work for Dr. Parker on a lifetime project, basically, for me.
All right, Jeff. Keep in touch, man.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Some may question my line of work, but I've got a family, and I feed them all the death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
Home.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.